Hi everyone, it's Kevin. Today is Thursday, July 23rd. We've had a few additional cases of COVID-19, several of them this week at Quonset Point. One of them we learned about for an individual who's been out since March, did 2852. And then as we tried to find out how to get that individual back to work, we learned that they had been sick and are in the hospital, currently up at Mass General. So while we can't give any details about that particular employee, I just want to make sure that you guys are thinking about him in your thoughts and prayers and making sure that he makes a full recovery. We've had a couple of other cases, one at the Newport Engineering Office, a Quonset Point employee, who tested positive as a result of EB-provided screening. And as you can read in the news, you know that some of these test results are coming in very late. It took about 7 days before we learned about the results, and that one individual was positive. Fortunately, that individual has been out of work, and so we don't see that it's a significant spread issue for us. And then finally, we had one additional employee who attended a funeral down in Florida, and as you well know, Florida has been a hot spot, and was tested positive before coming back to work. So per the protocol, individuals traveling to Florida are quarantined for 14 days coming back to Rhode Island, and that individual was tested in the meantime. And fortunately for us, we identified that that individual was positive for COVID. So the protocol worked, the quarantine worked, our processes are working for the company to keep the spread across all of our facilities down. So I just wanted to provide that update to you, and we're going to be posting some of this information for individual cases on the EB landing in short order. So you can look there for details about some of our positive cases going forward. So for today's broadcast, I'm joined by Andrew Bond. He's our new Vice President of Human Resources, and I'm so proud to have him on the team. Andrew joined the leadership team on June 29th, and we're going to talk a little bit about Andrew, talk about the priorities for the HR organization now that he's had all of 4 or 5 weeks on board, and we'll talk a little bit about what we're doing with the employee incentive program. So as we've previously advertised, next week all employees will receive the details on our incentive program for the second half of this year, and we expect the checks for the first half incentive to be out the week of June 27th. So that's this coming Monday. I'm sorry, July 27th, this coming Monday. So Andrew, welcome to the podcast, Into Electric Boat. It's great to have you on board. So tell me a little bit about yourself so we can share that with all of our people.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm very proud to be here. I'm joining Electric Boat after 22 years at General Dynamics Bath Iron Works up in Bath, Maine, building destroyers for the United States Navy. I started my career as a naval architect and worked through all parts of the business, and for the past 4 years I've been leading the HR organization up in Bath. Really what I bring to Electric Boat is I understand what the strong linkage between the business need and the services and support that the human resources really needs to provide. And on top of that, I'm passionate about shipbuilding and the people that work in our business. On the personal side, my wife and two children and I are really settling into Connecticut, and we really appreciate the warm welcome that everyone has given us as we've moved here.
Well, thanks, Andrew. It's great to have you aboard, and you've joined EB at an incredibly exciting time. We're going to see over the course of the next 10 years our sales double and our earnings double, which is an incredible time to be part of this business and contributing to our nation's defense. And I know you share my passion for the work that we do in support of our nation. With your combined background in shipbuilding and HR, I'm confident you're going to help us continue to strengthen our company's culture and develop our people. So you've had a little bit of runtime since you've joined us. Talk about your priorities. What's uppermost on your list and why?
Fundamentally, we're all shipbuilders, no matter what we do, and no part of our business can work effectively without the right people with the right skills. So a key priority for me and our team is to strengthen and grow the shipbuilders of Electric Boat. We have been and continue to hire and train that next generation of shipbuilders. And key to that, given the unique nature of our business, is to leverage the experience that we have, right, and do that knowledge transfer as we see record levels of retirements. And these are These are folks that have had long and proud careers here, and we really need the benefit of their knowledge as we transition to the next generation. We also have a great opportunity to broaden the diversity of our workforce, right, to bring new thoughts and new innovations to make us stronger as a company. And one thing we can't ever forget is that shipbuilding is unique in that we offer a career, not just a job. Right? And it's in our best interest and the individual's best interest to continue to prepare and develop people for new and different roles across the business. And so that's a key priority as well. As I look at the HR organization, we are a support organization. We exist to support everyone here. And so we're taking a look at our key processes and make sure that we're providing good and efficient service. We want to make sure that people have access to the information that they need across the board, whether that be a benefits question or knowing what's going on in the business for things like these podcasts, right, access to Homeport or EB Landing. And later this year, we'll be rolling out EB TV. So yeah, stay tuned for that. Also, looking forward to continuing those strong partnerships with the leadership across our unions.
Well, good. Well said, Andrew. And I agree with everything that you said there. And recognizing that your team is an integral part of the success of Electric Boat. And the people who listen to this broadcast have heard me say many times, we are, as a leadership team and as employees across this business, responsible for knocking down obstacles that impact our production supervisors and our tradesmen and women. From my perspective, they are on a pedestal, and we serve them. So with that kind of team-based mindset throughout the organization, EB will continue to improve, and I'm looking forward to continuing that effort. So let's now talk a little bit about what we're doing to evolve our culture to one that is more focused on pay for performance. And for me, it's vital that every one of us feels accountability and ownership for achieving our goals. That's why we've established this year a significant number of goals for the organization, and we're making good progress to those ends. I also believe our incentive program should reward individual efforts that advance the collective mission of Electric Boat. So I'd like you to give me a little perspective on what we've been doing to get the incentive program on the right footing.
I completely agree with you, Kevin. One thing, let me say up front, that won't change in the incentive program is that safety remains paramount and our number one priority. So that piece of the program will remain the same. But in an effort to achieve those goals that you just described, we've restructured the program to be more relatable to each organization. And so that the goals that we'll roll out really enable each employee to feel ownership and see how their day-to-day performance moves EB forward and gets us closer to our goals as an organization. So next week, we'll roll out the program across the company, and each vice president will communicate the details and the goals of their specific business area. And each vice president, as part of doing that, will also do a podcast to their organization with those details.
Well, good. And I think this is a needed change. So the purpose of the goals is to make sure that we have a detailed listing of key milestones. And if we think about the way EB is structured, there are different business segments that work on this business from different directions. So it's important that as we pay for performance, that we better understand and are better connected on how the work we do fits into the larger whole of Electric Boat, looking both upstream and downstream at our product value stream. So we made this change in response to feedback that we received from all of the employee focus groups undertaken by our values team over the course of the past year. And that's really what this is about, having an incentive program that, one, recognizes the impact each of us can have on the company's success, and two, fosters an environment where employees feel valued, behave with integrity and purpose, and commit themselves to excellence in what they do. So, Andrew, thanks for taking the time today to help our employees get to know you a little bit better.
Thank you for the opportunity, and my pleasure.
Thanks, everyone. We'll talk again soon.